You're listening to The Unexplained, a series on the strange occurrences that have been witnessed or have happened on the Boise Fort Reservation. Brought to you by KBFT, 89.9 FM, and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
My name is Michael Connor from Boise Fort. When I was 12, I heard actual footsteps coming up the stairway in my mom's house. Realized that when I got to the door, there was nobody there, and the lights were off downstairs. And after that, there was about 4 or 5 years, my little brother, Marty, I come around a corner, and there he was yelling down the stairs, "Who's down there?" And I asked him who he was talking to. And he said he heard footsteps coming up the stairways, just like I heard before. But then again, though, nobody was down there. I know there's been a few incidents where my niece had seen somebody at the end of the hallway when she was very young. I think she was like 5 or 6 years old. She says there's a man down there. So, and that's not the first time, though. Me and my brother, Vern, also heard somebody coming down the hallway. I thought it was my dad, but my dad was in his room sleeping. Footsteps, and the doors were locked and everything, so there was no way that anybody else could be in there. I believe that we live in a spiritual world. My son had me come over to his house in Palmquist. He has a half-brother that was, I think he was 2 and a half, and he was seeing something that we couldn't see. He was looking past us like it was moving around in the room. And then he'd look at us like, "You guys don't see that." But yeah, we live in a spiritual world. I believe in things like that. So on the northeast side, I was appraising timber sale. And it just felt like somebody was looking at me on a ridgetop. That funny feeling that you get on the back, the hairs on your neck stand up and everything. Made me stop in the field. And then I went to the tree line, and then I just walked on the tree line and headed back to the truck. Yeah, it was an evening time. It was getting dark. And then I shot a deer on West Boundary. And I knew I had 3 extra shells. I knew I hit it. And I could see drops of blood. So I knew where it was, where I left off. And so I went back there. And then I could see that blood trail. And I started walking up on him. And the deer stood up. I was behind a deer probably about maybe 60 feet. I had a scope on the gun, so I raised that gun and I zeroed in on that deer. He was looking at me. But we both heard something on my right side, probably about 200, 300 feet away. The deer was looking in that direction. I was looking in that direction. And I knew whatever it was, there was more than 2. And it seemed like now, whatever they were kind of communicating. It scared the heck out of me, so I shot the deer, hoping that sound would echo. And it just went silent. And then I gutted the deer, and I dragged it back to the truck as fast as I could. And I kept looking back just to make sure nothing else was behind us.
The Unexplained is brought to you by KBFT 89.9 FM and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Far beyond the wave, it's unexplained.